Thank you, David. Well, please do keep your John's Gospels open. That would be great, helpful to you and hopefully helpful to me as well. Let me pray for our time together, if that's okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Bible, for this account of Jesus' life that we have in our hands. Please help us as we reflect on these words of Jesus to hear what he has to say to us today. Amen. Well, we're in our last week of our 3 weeks of life events, and we've been looking at some, in our morning times together, at some short, punchy statements spoken by Jesus that help us understand the life we can find in him. And they all come from this little short book you have in your hands, the Gospel of John. John's Gospel, taken from the New Testament part of the Bible, is an eyewitness account of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as John writes, he has a clear purpose as he writes this short pamphlet, you might say, to show us who Jesus is and so that we might have life in his name. And so far in this short series we've been looking at, we've heard Jesus say, "I am the light of the world." We've also heard Jesus say, "I am the good shepherd." And this week, from page 35 and into page 36, we have Jesus say, "I am the resurrection." Now, I wonder what you say to someone when one of their family or their friends has died. Many of us find those situations very difficult. We don't know what to say. Maybe we avoid the conversation if at all possible. And I suppose the reason for that is that death is a problem that we can't solve for that person. There's no money that will return the loved one that they've lost. There is no medical procedure or treatment that can bring back life. In a recent interview, the film director, Chloe Zhao, who directed, maybe you've seen her film, Hamnet, she said that she is terrified of death. Maybe that is you. So when faced with a person who has lost that loved one, we can be worried. We can be fearful. What will we say to that person? Well, in our text, Jesus comes face to face with a woman who has lost her brother, Lazarus. Maybe you know this story, maybe you don't. Jesus has arrived, and Lazarus has been in the tomb for 4 days. And as he is coming to Martha, Martha comes out to Jesus and says this in verse 21. That's the little small number. Number 21. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." So Martha comes to Jesus and she appears to have great confidence in him. She sort of must know something about him. She believes that he could have stopped Lazarus from dying, that he could have maybe healed him. Of course, Jesus has done this a lot in his ministry so far, and that would be not an unreasonable thing for her to think. She has great confidence that Jesus will answer, that God will answer Jesus' prayers. And then Jesus responds, verse 23. He said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Then Martha answers in verse 24, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Now, Martha there is affirming what most people in of her sort of background would have thought, that there would be a resurrection on the last day. That's what most Jewish people about 2,000 years ago believed. This is something even the religious leaders, we often call them Pharisees in the Bible, believed. But they didn't believe in Jesus. They opposed Jesus. This was a sort of widely held belief. So far, so common, you might say. But then Jesus speaks wonderful words that give wonderful comfort to Martha and point her to who he really is. Look at verses 25 to 26, and this will be our focus. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Now imagine for a moment you're at a red carpet premiere. Maybe you're up in the West End, you're in Leicester Square, and the red carpet is laid out and the lights are all flashing. Maybe you've seen this sort of thing before in the telly. Film stars posing on a red carpet for the banks of photographers. And the screaming fans wanting autographs and selfies. But once they've greeted the hordes of adoring fans and spoken to the gathered press, what do the famous people do? Well, they go into the premiere, don't they? They go into the showing of the film that we've all come to see. And the select few are brought in. But for the majority of people outside, what do they get to do? Well, they don't get to come in, do they? They're stuck outside in the rain in Leicester Square, hoping in an hour and a half, or maybe 2.5 hours, who knows how long the movie's going to be, for another glimpse of their idols, their heroes. They don't get in to watch the movie. They've got to pay £10-15 in a couple of weeks' time. But what if one of the movie stars sees you and takes you by the hand and says to the security guard, this person is with me. They can come in. We've gained access. But not because of who we are, but because of that person who has said, you can come in. And in a way, that is what Jesus is saying. You can come in and know life because of me. But so much more than that, of course. Because not only can he give people resurrection, but he is the resurrection and the life. One scholar puts it like this. Resurrection from the dead and genuine eternal life and fellowship with God are so closely tied to Jesus that they are embodied in him and can be found only in relationship to him. And if that is true, then what Jesus says then next makes sense. If we believe in him, we will live even though we may die. And if we live by believing in him, we will never die. If we want to have this resurrection life beyond the grave, we must believe or trust in Jesus. If we want to live beyond death, if we want others to live beyond death, then they must, according to Jesus, believe in him. I wonder if you've ever heard the phrase, don't touch the third rail. You ever heard that phrase before? Don't touch the third rail. It refers to the third rail of an electric train line. So in London, in the Underground, it's an electrified system, but they don't have wires above them. There's a third rail that runs alongside the two rails that the train runs on. And I presume there's some little connector on the train that connects with the rail that puts the energy into the train and zooms it along round the system. And ordinarily, normal people like us shouldn't touch that third rail because the power that's in it will kill us. But with Jesus, we must grasp it. What Jesus is telling us is if you grab hold of me in belief and trust, you get the resurrection life. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Grab hold of me. And for Martha, this is wonderfully encouraging because this is who Lazarus had believed in. Look back to verse 23. Jesus said, your brother will rise again. If Jesus can say this, then Lazarus must believe in him. But Jesus isn't just interested in comforting poor Martha. He also wants to know if this is a comfort she knows for herself. Did you notice that in the end of verse 26? Do you believe this? And then she wonderfully answers in verse 27. Yes, Lord, she replied, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. So Martha answers for us the question that maybe is in your mind, how can Jesus, who would look like a normal bloke, we need to remember, sometimes people draw pictures of Jesus and he's taller than everyone else and he's got a big circle around his head. And I suppose that's maybe fine for art, I suppose, maybe. But 2,000 years ago, that's not what Jesus looked like. Jesus looked like a normal bloke, like everyone else. He didn't have a halo around his head. He didn't stand 2 foot taller than everyone else. He just looked like a regular person. How can this regular person from our own eyes, how can this person, just any other man from the looks of things, how could he be the resurrection and the life? Well, it's because of what Martha says. He is the Messiah or the Christ, God's appointed one, the Son of God. He is the one in whom there is life. He is the eternal Son of God who has taken on flesh and come into the world to offer life beyond the grave. Life eternal. And the reason we need that life is very obvious, isn't it? It was obvious to Martha. It was obvious to Jesus. We die. We do not keep living. We live in frail human bodies prone to death. And this is because of humanity's rejection of God. This is why we face death. But Jesus comes to deal with death so that he can offer us life. He comes to defeat death and sin so that we can have life and have life forever. That is what Easter is all about. Death and resurrection. Jesus dealing with sin. Jesus dealing with death and rising to new life so that all who trust in him can have his life. That's the message that this small book in your hands is constantly pointing us to. See who Jesus is. Trust in him and receive life in his name. So let me ask you, as Jesus asked Martha all those years ago, do you believe this? If you want to know life, if you want to have life beyond the grave, there is only one source of comfort. There is only one person to trust so that you might escape death and the consequences of sin. And his name is Jesus. Jesus, the one who comes because God loves you. Jesus, the one who comes into the world to take away your sin. Jesus, the one who says to you today, as he spoke to Martha all those years ago, I am the resurrection and the life. In love, he holds out his hands and calls you to trust in him, so that you might not perish, but have eternal life. And he is the one who asks you, do you believe this? Friends, life is short. Death comes to us all. This is an important question for us all to contemplate, to think about. I had a message from my mother yesterday morning telling me about a lady in her church in Glasgow who took ill this past week and died. She no advance warning, no long-term illness, took ill and over the course of the week died. I don't know why. I don't think she was particularly old. A lady who 2-3 weeks ago you wouldn't have said, oh, she's going to die in 2 or 3 weeks. Death comes for us all. Let me encourage you today, as you hear Jesus' question, do you believe this? To believe it for yourself. That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And if you believe in him, you can know this resurrection life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help each one of us to grasp hold of Jesus, to trust in him, to believe in him, to find life in his name. He is a picture of your love for us. He is your dearly beloved Son who you sent because you love the world. You loved sinful people like us so much that you sent him, your one and only Son, to die and rise, to deal with death and sin, so that if we trust in him, we might have life and have it forever. Help us, Heavenly Father, to believe in him, to be able to say with Martha, I believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Amen.